This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Is the G League going to change all of sports for the rest of eternity? The question comes from the fact that the G League is saying, hey, we're going to change something. And what thing would you change in sports? What one rule would you change in sports to make it that much better? Before we get to that, though, Kevin, I did want to pop this up there. TNT analyst, Kenny Smith. You ever heard of him before?
Yes.
You like him? You respect his opinion?
I do.
Okay. All right. Good. I like to hear that. He was talking a little bit about the Mavericks. And he said, Kristaps' health is everything. If he comes back to any resemblance of what he was and continues to mature, that will be a great duo because I feel they complement each other. Kristaps plays somewhat like Dirk on the perimeter first, even though he can go inside. And then Luka, with the ball in his hands, it could be a pretty formidable duo in the next 5-7 years. They can change the landscape of what people are thinking who the best teams are in the West if Porzingis is healthy. And wow. I don't know if that like really turns your, gets you going a little bit about what's going on. But for me, I got really excited hearing other people than us. You know, and we're still questioning it while we're also getting excited about it.
Oh, we haven't seen it.
Yeah, we saw Luka. We saw how fun that was. But when it's the Luka show, but now you have a player who's, 24 years old?
I believe that's correct.
And I was told, Kevin, that he put on 16 pounds during the offseason. For a skinny guy, for a big skinny guy, and you're seeing it in his shoulders, that's a lot of weight to put on. That helps you battle. And you do, rebounding is a big problem. That helps you down in those areas where you're trying to get rebounds and putbacks. I think that this could be, whenever people nationally start talking about your team, I do think that it starts to get a little more exciting for what your guys are.
I mean, and that's why I feel like we're so amped up about the potential for the trade. I mean, you absolutely have potential for two top 20 players. How long has it been since the Mavericks had two top 20 NBA players at the same time?
Do you count Jason Kidd and Dirk?
No.
And you don't count Terry?
No.
As good as Terry was, maybe 25, 30?
Maybe. I would argue...
Man.
Ever?
Wow.
Because, and I know people, and I'm not trying to disrespect Michael Finley and Steve Nash, but Steve Nash was not thought of the same way that he became when he became MVP Steve Nash with the Phoenix Suns. People were like, that's a really good player. But, like, you have to be really damn good to be top 20. So, I mean, like, I'm sure you could find some arguments here and there. But, like, for a long stretch, have the Mavericks ever had two top 20 players in the league?
I, by what you're saying, no.
No.
That's kind of what I think, too. So maybe you could find a season or two where you're like, I would argue this season, blah, blah, blah. Fair enough. But there, outside of health, there seems to be no legitimate reason that you don't think Luka and Kristaps at least have the potential to be a pair of top 20 in the NBA players for many years to come. That's a big if, obviously, with the health of Kristaps and you think the continued advancement of Luka, but that's why it's exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about this season and what's getting ready to happen right now. Now, Kevin, the G League is changing the entire world. They're changing all of basketball. Can you give me some more information on the specific rule that they are changing right now?
So check it out. They said free throws are stupid, and everybody thinks free throws are stupid. So what if we kept the free throw but just changed the way it happened? So basically, how it will go down is like this. You get one free throw.
Okay.
And that's it. You're shooting a three-pointer, get fouled, you get one free throw. That free throw is worth 3 points.
Whoa!
Regular shot, get fouled, shooting foul, you get one free throw. That shot is worth 2 points.
That's amazing. I like it.
Yeah?
I like it.
It moves the game, man. How many seconds do you think it takes between free throw one and free throw two?
Oh, that, I mean, at least 20.
Okay.
Now.
And that happens maybe 40 times a game.
Yeah.
That's going to speed things up for sure, especially in the G League where it's already kind of what's my interest.
Well, since you brought that up, the NBA G League average game time last year was 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah, that is a scoring league. There's not a lot of stoppages there.
And they think that this is going to take off 6 to 8 minutes. So now you're talking about 159, 157. Average NBA game, I understand it's different for a variety of reasons, the foremost of which being TV. But you're talking about you need to lock in a 2.5 hour window, whether you're going to the game or watching the game. It's a 2.5 hour broadcast window. So ideally, let's say the average NBA game, you know, goes like 2.5. Well, I would argue if you did this and you cut out 10 minutes of time, maybe you could add a few more commercials in if you're the NBA. Maybe they just want to speed up the game. But I would argue they want to speed up the game so they can add some more money-making opportunities. So, like, I want to talk about this a little bit more, but that led me to the question, 877-881-1053. What other things do you think we could kind of do away with in sports? Yeah, and some people are sending in, I just want to respond to a couple of these. Somebody said Josh Howard. I would argue against that. Somebody argued Sam Vincent and Mark Aguirre. I would argue against that. And then Mark Aguirre, or I'm assuming they meant Sam.
You're right.
And Rolando Blackman. Look, I like those players very much. I don't know about both of them being top 20, though those mid to late 80s Mavericks teams were freaking beasts, especially when you factor in, you know, Sam Perkins, Brad Davis. But I feel like if you told me that they had four of the top 50 players in the league, I could get down with that. Two of the top 20, I don't know about that.
Man, you're just a hater. Yeah. You just hate the Mavericks.
I love the Mavericks.
I wish you would learn to know how talented your teams are and really express them.
I will work on that.
As far as something that I would like to see go away, this is actually an Autoflex Leasing fan text, but it was something that came to mind. They were needing somebody as knowledgeable as Brad Sham watching the replays in real time, who can just call down to referees and just change the call on the field instead of having your challenges or what have you.
Man.
Just have somebody watching and go, yeah, no, that's wrong. And have, whether whatever it be, have them have the right to overturn something.
Well, that's what they had with Dean Blandino. They called back to him and he said it wasn't a catch. I mean, he was wrong.
He was wrong.
Because he didn't know what he was talking about. But that's exactly, they had a person that they thought was the right guy for it. Unfortunately, he was an idiot. So
maybe if you just had somebody that was for each game, not just swamped with all the games that it's just watching, like in the case of Blandino, where I think it was just the only one they called to.
Yeah, it seems like the NFL could afford to pay a person for each game each week for that.
Yeah, but then again, they just got to full-time refs. So, I mean, they're stingy, but I agree.
That's how you get rich, Kevin.
That's true. That is very true. So, football was kind of my thought as well. Do the extra points like flag football? So, like, I know, and I think they've talked about that. We talked about they're going to do this in the XFL. Is, I know they're tricking it up by moving it back. You know, now it's 33 yards instead of 20-yard kick. But I like the idea of, you run a play from here, it's 1 point. Run a play from here, it's 2 points. And maybe, which I think what the XFL is going to try out, you run a play from here, it's 3 points.
Ooh.
That would add some crazy excitement to the game. And if you want to cap it at 1 and 2, I can be okay with that as well.
Would Vegas know how to handicap those games? Because they're trying to figure out like what coaches have tendencies. Like that'd be tough, man.
It would, but I also think it would make for more exciting game when, like, if your team is driving for the tying score, you don't just automatically assume that you're good to go. You're like, well, maybe we get this 1 point play, maybe we don't. Or maybe you're trailing by 8 and you're like, oh, we score a touchdown and go for 3.
I think they should take the forward pass out of the game And it should just be running backs, offensive linemen, line up, see who's the toughest.
You just, everybody just run the box.
Just run the box and see. Let's go Wisconsin style. Did you guys see what Wisconsin did over the weekend? They lined up two offensive linemen as the fullbacks next to each other, directly behind the guard and the tackle. All right, so they basically had four offensive linemen in one little square, and one of the best running backs, the best running back in the country right now, Kevin, and the best running back in the country running behind them. It was awesome because every time they went to the line, they were picking up 3-4 yards because those guys were just clearing space, dude. There was just a big pocket for him to run into. And then you know what he did? He made it even bigger. He just kept going. It was awesome. I love the forward pass. It's a lot of fun. It really is. But Jeff Kavanaugh is always trying to get rid of the running game. So I feel like somebody needs to be in defense of the running game because it's fun.
From the 4-6-9 kickoffs, from another 4-6-9, the four pitch walk wastes so much time. And they've started to do away with that with the intentional walk where you're just like, yeah, we're just going to intentionally walk him. So I think they're getting to that point. Should we cut down on the number of balls and strikes?
Walk up to the plate and you already have a ball and a strike on them. I've never understood that. Why do I already have a ball and a strike? Have you ever seen that in softball? If you go out to the slow pitch softball games, there are leagues that you already have a ball and a strike. I mean, why don't we just call
it? Not just in extra innings. It's immediate?
Yeah.
Why don't you just say you get 2 strikes and 3 balls?
It seems ridiculous. You know what? You get 1 swing. That's the way I think it should be. It's softball. Come on.
All right. Well, so do you guys like this, going back to the G League, do you like this and do you think that this is something that the NBA –
I think, are they testing
eventually
it?
So they're
testing
it. Is that
like a test?
Yeah. So do you think that they would eventually bring this in? Because I don't think they're trying it just for fun.
I don't either. I think they really want to see how it responds. Now, the question is, Kevin, you know, statistics, that doesn't break the statistics, does it? Because they count the same. So if James Harden, who usually gets like 60 points a game off of free throws, he'll continue to get his 60 points a game off a free throw.
And how much of a priority does that up on the being a good free throw shooter?
A lot.
Like, if you're a 90% free throw shooter, all of a sudden you're like the most coveted free agent.
But you imagine the tense moment of having to hit these free throws in order, or these free throws in order to hit, you know, win the game.
Yeah.
But now you only get one shot at it.
Old school players aren't going to like it. Old school players are going to call it, you know, weak and, we had to make 2 free throws in my day, and you know, that was part of being, you know, in great shape and all these things, you know, the opportunity to make those shots with the pressure on.
It also would negate your opportunity to, like, miss a second free throw in certain situations.
And get the board and try to put it back in?
Sure. But me being a basketball nerd, the one thing I thought immediately when you brought this up is, like, substitutions. Free throws are like a natural break in game flow where you can actually get different players in, and that usually happens between the free throws.
Maybe they'll go the substitution pattern that the WNBA tried out the All-Star game.
Ah, live like hockey
style?
Ooh.
Which do you think would be more likely to get picked up, that or the free throw change?
Free throw change, the hockey substitute, but the hockey substitution is just a lot. It's too much.
Was that entertaining? I didn't catch how that played out.
I don't think you noticed it quite as much, just because it's hard to see. With the TV broadcast, it's focusing on the action.
Yeah.
The substitution is not the action. So, like, it ends up being a side thing unless it's mentioned to you. It's like, oh, where did this player come from? Oh, they came in on a hockey substitute.
Oh, from Tyler, get rid of the 2-minute warning.
So, like, the stoppage?
Just keep rolling. Yeah.
Yeah. Why you get a free timeout?
Yeah. Nobody.
Okay. As long as we don't stop the clock on first downs.
I love the strategy of the 2-minute warning because coaches all have different ways that they approach it. But yeah, if that time's just continually rolling, it changes things.
Because we've all been caught in where you love the 2-minute warning when you're trailing on the comeback. Yeah. And when you're ahead, you're like, come on! How do they have 8 timeouts in the 2-minute warning?
Yeah. You know what? Let's go ahead and just get rid of the goalie in hockey.
Make the goal smaller.
Make it like a soup can.
You know what? I want to get rid of forwards in hockey. I want less scoring in hockey. There you
God.
Go.
I think I'll have less scoring because the goal is the size of a soup can.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.